Texas or what happened?
Your sense of the South, including Texas. Your feeling about the South, including Texas.
Oh, sure.
Some people tell me, no, that's West.
That's all right. Texas is one of the Confederate states. Of course, their governor, Sam Houston, was vitally opposed to it, but they passed it over, and they seceded, along with the other 12 states. Texas was one of the original Confederate states.
The major cities that you remember as a boy?
Memphis, Birmingham, New Orleans. By the way, the first time I went to New York once, and I heard the lady call it New Orleans. We never heard it called New Orleans. Well, it's named after the province of Orleans in France. Of course, it is New Orleans. In New Orleans, it's called New Orleans. You know how they call it, New Orleans. Memphis, Birmingham, Mobile, Little Rock, Jackson, Richmond, Charleston, Savannah, so on.
How did you refer to the nation's capital? You're going to school.
Washington. Washington. Well, when you said, we used to say Washington State when we went to the state of Washington.
I see.
But when you said Washington, you know you meant Washington, D.C.
What about a city in southern Ohio on the river?
Which city?
Cincinnati, Louisville.
Louisville. We got a town, Louisville, right here at us. It's 25 miles over here in Louisville, Mississippi. And we said Louisville.
You're here, Cincinnati.
I guess, yeah.
And how about the state where St. Louis is? How was that?
Missouri.
What do you on?
Missouri.
Which sounds the way it used to be? Missouri or Missouri?
Missouri.
Missouri.
Not Missouri. Missouri.
Oklahoma and part of the South?
Well, it was more or less. It never did formally secede, but they furnished many soldiers to the Confederacy. Oklahoma never, well, you take Kentucky and Maryland never formally seceded, although they had half the men in those states, half went to the Federal Army and half the Confederate Army. And they're included in the Southern states because they had two legislatures. One legislature voted to secede and the other voted not to. So for that reason, and as so many citizens of those states fought in the Confederate Army, they put those stars in the flag. They're included in the 13 states, although they never formally seceded or formally joined the Confederacy, except on by the action of this rump legislature. And I have many boys from Kentucky and Maryland both fought in the Southern Army, many of them.
Words that you use for pronunciation, which are alternate words, do you use from some of the European countries who study geography in school? What would they be?
Well, of course, a lot of these modern countries wasn't even there when I studied geography. We had England, France, and Germany, and Romania, Bulgaria, and Russia, like that. Because all these new little countries have been carved out since. Austria and Hungary.
People often mention Wales, Scotland, England, but they don't mention Ireland. Yes.
Well, of course, that was a country. Ireland, Scotland, England, Wales.
I rarely find people tracing their ancestors, for example, back to Ireland.
And millions of them came over here from Ireland. I know at the Navy Yard in New York, we had a bunch of Irish laborers laying drainage ties. All a bunch of big old husky Irishmen doing there.